I really didn't know how to prepare because I don't know what questions are going to be asked, and no one really asked me to prepare. I think to come here openly and honest with what I know at this point is the best that I can offer. I'm not saying that I have the answers to everything. I'm saying I want to work to find the answers.
In fact, Janice didn't have very many answers today. What does she know about the school's finance authority? They pretty much say what happens right now, is her reply. Her role in working with the authority? To help cut waste. How would she do that? By ordering lights turned off in empty classrooms and recycling paper into scratch pads. Janice gave her firmest answers to questions about desegregation. She's against mandatory busing. But she didn't know about other types of deseg plans the alderman brought up. Finally, Cliff Kelly of the 20th Ward pointed out that with blacks making up 60% of the school population, Janice's appointment will upset racial representation on the school board.
We are going from 45%, which we have now as five members on the 11-person board, which is still under representation, we're going down to 27%. Now, how can I say, well, I voted for Mrs. Janice anyway?
The only thing I can say to that is if you can't deal with me because of my color, sir, that is your problem and not mine.
Why does she deserve a five-year term on the school board, the longest of the staggered terms? Janice didn't say. She didn't even know that's the length of her appointed term. It looks like Rosemary Janice will easily win committee confirmation. Right now, she even seems to have the support of several black aldermen. I'm Marge Halperin. John Anderson's news conferences used to be SRO, but today more than half the seats were empty and there were no TV cameras. John Anderson is no longer news.
Since I have a few days before I start filming my American Express card commercials, Bruce was generous enough to suggest that I come and share a few thoughts with you.
Anderson's thoughts were on the way the media had covered his campaign, or in some cases, not covered it. Early on, Anderson says he had a hard time getting attention when he'd speak out on the issues.
It was not always what you said that made the news. It was who. It really leads the candidates themselves. And I did it myself to think that what you have to do is to say something in a nice, neat, colorful little snippet that is going to be repeated.
By the end of the campaign, Anderson got plenty of attention. In fact, some critics claim the media invented his candidacy. But Anderson says that if the media created him, they also destroyed him.
Threaded through the coverage all too often was the idea, in my opinion, that, you know, this was a hopeless, if not hapless, cause that simply couldn't go anywhere. It was that feeling that we were a spoiler, that we could not win, that did us in.
John Anderson, former congressman, former presidential candidate, former media darling. After sharing his thoughts, he melted into the crowd on Michigan Avenue to do some last-minute Christmas shopping. I'm Marge Halperin.
Sing, everybody!
Jane Burns' kind of town, all right, and she interrupted the festivities at this afternoon's ball to let the seniors know she wants to make it their kind of town, too.
Here we have music and dancing, and outside, as we're oftentimes too acutely aware of, we have the fear of danger and the real dangers that unfortunately bother so many senior citizens.
To fix that, Byrne is promising to set up senior citizens advisory councils in every police district to work with a new division.
The division within the police department will have the job of developing strategies to combat special crime problems in these areas and will be responsible for programs to train other police officers on the needs of older citizens.
Byrne is also ordering medical alert bracelets for seniors, which will be sold at cost. And the police department is setting up a speaker's bureau of guests for senior citizens' clubs. Today's announcement may have been long on rhetoric, but it was short on detail. Without saying how much the new program will cost or where the manpower will come from, Byrne launched into song once again, and the serious stuff was over.
Happy Valentine's Day and happy Loop Alive. All right?
Marge Halperin.
You made me love you.
little bit after 5 o'clock, WXRT, Chicago's finest rock, with news brought to you by Dominic's Finer Foods. Here's Marge Halperin.
Another day, another protest in Springfield. ERA supporters are staging another sit-in this afternoon, this time in front of House Speaker George Ryan's office. The 11 women say they're outraged at what they call Ryan's abuse of power. They're demanding he allow a roll call on the proposal to reduce the number of votes needed to ratify ERA, that proposed rules change. One of seven women staging a fast for ERA in Springfield was admitted to a hospital this afternoon, complaining of pains in her chest and lungs and feeling faint. Those women are now in the 32nd day of their fast. President Reagan today issued more economic and technological sanctions against the Soviet Union, apparently trying to make it harder for the Soviets to continue work on a natural gas pipeline to Western Europe. Reagan has opposed the pipeline, saying it'll make Europe more dependent on the Soviets. Today, he banned exports to the Soviets of equipment produced by foreign subsidiaries of U.S. companies and of equipment built abroad under license from U.S. companies. Not only is Argentina refusing to surrender in the Falklands, but today that country warned the U.N. that the war will not be over until Britain withdraws from the islands and lifts economic sanctions against Argentina. Those demands came after Britain announced it'll start returning some prisoners of war, saying it'll keep about 1,000, though, until a surrender agreement is signed. The Senate overcame attempts to crush the proposed 25-year extension of the Voting Rights Act and gave it overwhelming approval today. The margin of approval, 85-8, was the biggest ever won by a civil rights measure in modern history. House leaders say they'll accept the Senate bill without change. President Reagan is expected to get it for his signature by next week. A criminal court judge in Chicago is trying to find out why a dangerous mental patient had no trouble escaping from the State Psychiatric Institute on West Taylor Street in Chicago. Witnesses at a contempt hearing for the institute's acting director today testified that 40 patients have escaped from the center in the past year and a half. The latest was Gary McConnell, who walked out of the facility Sunday for his third time. He's still on the loose, and police say he's dangerous. The FBI has found that truckload of lethal cyanide that disappeared Monday night. It was parked 10 blocks from where the driver left it during a dinner break. The trailer, found on South Wells Street, is carrying nearly 41,000 pounds of bricked sodium cyanide. The trailer has not been opened, but police still don't know why it was moved. Hang on to your briefcase if you walk through the Daly Civic Center downtown. Lawyers have been complaining about thievery with a twist, holding briefcases filled with valuable research material for ransom. But somebody picked on the wrong lawyer today. Anna Langford, who you might remember as running for mayor of Chicago for 83, put her case down for a few minutes, and when she went back for it, it was gone. A few hours later, a man offered to return the briefcase for $50. Langford agreed to meet the man, then called the police, who joined the meeting and arrested their suspect. Hang on to those briefcases. I'll be back in just a minute.
Have you played Dominic's Double Chance Millionaire game yet? Thousands of Chicago area shoppers have already won, and there are thousands of prizes still waiting, including the big grand prize, an incredible $1 million. Win cash Wednesday at Dominic's.
The Expos shut out the Cubs 4-0 at Wrigley Field today. The lowlight of the game was when Bill Buckner let his temper get the best of him again, fighting briefly with Expos catcher Gary Carter during the second inning. And the Cubs put outfielder Scott Thompson on the 21-day disabled list today. Turns out he broke his collarbone in Wednesday's game against Philadelphia. Tonight, the Sox are at Anaheim. Should be a good weekend. The Weather Service is so far forecasting a mostly sunny day for tomorrow with a high near 70, but getting chilly tonight and again Saturday night. Tonight, a low in the 40s, now a 70% chance of showers through the night tonight. Right now, 52 at the lakefront, 57 at Midway, 56 at O'Hare. Neil will be back on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Marge. WXRT, Chicago's finest rock.